Parliament also approved the Turks and Caicos Islands Tourism Authority Bill, which aims to strengthen the management and promotion of the country's most important economic sector. The bill received both support and sharp criticism from parliamentarians. Take a listen to the debate.
Mr. Speaker, tourism continues to contribute more than 3/4 of our economic activity and remains the principal driver of employment, entrepreneurship, investment, and government revenue. Our prosperity is inextricably linked to the performance of the sector. Stayover arrivals continue to strengthen, investment continues to deepen, development activity is accelerated across multiple islands. The Turks and Caicos Islands has secured its position as one of the premier luxury destinations in the world. Mr. Speaker, success creates new obligations. The challenges before us is no longer how to generate tourism growth. The challenge before us is now how to govern tourism growth.
Mr. Speaker, from time this bill came out, at the beginning I was making noise about closing down of the tourist board, Mr. Speaker. But I pull up the articles that I wrote. I have it highlighted here in all the articles, persons can see. And I can read that. And I mentioned, I said that instead of closing down, why not transform? Transform the tourist board. Now, I didn't use the word tourist authority or anything like that, but I said, let's enhance this board. Let's change its function. Let's bring in all the managers. Let's bring in all the expertise. Let's change their mission, their core values, their mission statement, their vision statement. Let's change all those things, Mr. Speaker. But no, Premier, no, we need a DMO, we need experienced DCI, this is the way to go, this is what is happening in all the regions. And I said in the article and in the speech of May 4th, 2022, Mr. Speaker, why are we following all the other destinations that we're using to support this? Why not create our own model that works for the Turks and Caicos Islands? And Mr. Speaker, I am happy that we have a model that actually can work. You created the Tourism Authority. Now this is where we were thinking, Mr. Speaker.
The Turks and Caicos Islands Tourism Authority might be better described as Tourist Board Mark II. And that being the case, it would have been instructive to have the final accounts of Tourist Board Mark I laid before this Honorable House. I think the public would be surprised by the amount of unexplainable expenditure and the extraordinary lack of oversight over a long period of time by both the boards and the various ministers. Not really a good introduction to Tourist Board Mark II, which perhaps explains its absence. Mr. Speaker, we are going backward, back to a failed institution. The overarching rule of the DMMO was a structure where neither the public nor private sector can unilaterally dominate tourism policy. It was a partnership. It was forward-looking, and it was a direction that other Caribbean islands were following. This new bill moves us back to a place where we have been before. Mr. Speaker, going back is going to cost the people of these islands. We have not yet wound up the Tourist Board Mark I. To add to this, we will have the cost of winding up the DMMO and, of course, the cost of setting up Tourist Board Mark II. Can we afford these U-turns? This is going to be one expensive exercise.
With all three measures now approved by Parliament, attention turns to implementation. The focus now shifts from debate to delivery, as residents and stakeholders will be watching closely to see how the new laws translate into tangible benefits for the Turks and Caicos Islands.